Blog Talk Radio.
We're
It is good to know Jesus tonight. Let's just call those ancestors. I got a few calls here, and I want to answer the call because we cross those ancestors. I'm going to tell you, 21:21, I see where you came on, but I want to let you know, write this down. I want you to read Psalm 51. Somebody from the spirit world want to get in contact with you. Something that you need to do. They're going to tell you personally. As I cross over tonight, so much going on in the world. I say. As I cross over, I'm going to give each person that's on the line tonight a message from the spirit. You might not accept it, but then you might be able to understand what it means. Because sometimes I don't know what it means. Might be a message from the spirit. They're talking directly to you. Now, Sam, I want to tell you, your father said things are going to be all right. And get ready to downsize that house. That's what he's saying. And it's a house, maybe a mile from a brick house, what's better? To come and sit there, wear a smile. That's what he's saying. Now, I will tell you, some of you might get, might not understand when I cross over. It's for a reason. Stand tall, and you know, if you got me, you kind of see. When you get ready, they told me, Mr. Bishop, I plant a $50 seed, and I asked God on that seed, I wrote on that dollar, I want my family back together. And the husband came back, they broke up, back together. But she remembered what she wrote on that $50 seat. Sometimes the ancestors have a way of talking to you and have a way of, so when you got me to plant a seat, put a woman in the hand where she's going to eat this and die, property get to you. When she obeyed the prophet, she fed the whole neighborhood. She had all and she had bread. From then to you, God got a word for you tonight, and it's just for you, for your husband, for your wife, for you, because you listen. So I know when the ancestors are sharing, give us the word, we're going to give it to you. You have to rule on it. You have to work on it. And when we work on it, it's going to work for you. And as it works, things will open up for you. Now, as I look, there is money tied up. As I look, somebody's got money tied up from people to love. Somebody's been sick. The answer is they're going to be healed. They've been very afraid of their body. But the Lord saying, you're going to be healed, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, when we cross over, let me tell you what happens. On the spirit, and we invoke the spirit of Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, all the archangels, because they're the one carried Enoch up to heaven and brought him back, gave him the 66th book, gave Enoch what's happening in the world. So I know that message I give you tonight is just for you, okay? Just for you. God thinks this is for you. I'm talking to God right there in Boiling. God for you. It's lost your business. You're all upset. But as you sit now in your bedroom, I see you sitting in your chair trying to watch the computer. It's spoken to you. Your mother told me to let you know. There will be money coming to open up shop back again. But she wants you to move it to a different area. Okay? And I know you understand. She told me to tell you, read Psalm 109, Psalm 77. Now, when you read that, that's going to bring what you need to get. The money. You say, well, I'm going to get the money. I ain't got no money. They said the money will be there for you. And favor will come to you based on what happened. Okay? Thank you, Candace. I want to thank you, Brother Francis. Brother Francis, I want to thank you. You had called me and asked me what's going on. God is in control. You ought to let me know that. Many people that you have. But I want to say this to you, Brother Brandon. All is well. I want to say two things to you. This comes from your grandmother, your mother's mother. She said it ain't time for you to take care of other people's babies. That means the grandbabies leave alone and your thing, okay? And once you do that, it's going to be a rush for you. Psalm, I want you to read Psalm 71, 26. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So I'm talking to Marie. I don't know who Marie is, but Marie told me to tell you. Don't be depressed, because all that land belongs to you. Whatever you do with it, it's all right, because it's family property, okay? That's what the rich said. I want to tell you tonight as I cross over. I feel my energy, somebody being here. I feel the ancestors walking back and forth. You know, I'm seeing people killing each other. I'm seeing people that are dying because of demonic spirit, because they won't listen to the ancestors. So you saying, what the spirit is saying? I'm going to tell you what the ancestors are saying. When I tell you the ancestors said to you, if there is a seed, and if you need the seed, you see. Sometimes you have to seed for your needs. I need some money, Bishop. Because I need a new house, see. I need all my bills to be paid. I'm planting the seed. And once you plant that seed, a break is coming. Because, kept understanding, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So when you sow the seed, you're going to reap a harvest. And some of you need to reap a harvest. The harvest is healing, is deliverance, and the harvest is peace. And I was talking to a lady, she ain't got no peace. And I prayed for her. I said, you will have peace. And the ancestor will bring you peace. And she said, well, which one? I said, the lady's name, Grace. That's my great-grandma. I said, she's standing around you now. And everything going to be all right. Okay. Now, when I told her that she got home and called me, the bishop. I got a picture of my great grandmother with my mama, and I see what you're talking about. When I seen that picture, there's a peace come over me, and I right now, everything that I'm doing, I'm gonna pay all my credit cards gonna be paid off by this year. Because she come to me in the spirit and told me that. Tonight, what I'm telling you is I come forward with answers. I say, you got to get ready for something else. Now, I want to go to you, 2117. This is in Detroit. I want to tell you, you've been up and down. It seems like you ain't focusing like you ought to. I want you to get rid of your mother come to me. And she's very pleased with you. I'm talking to 2117. Your mother come to me to tell me that she pleased, but she want you to be more sociable. That means that get out of the house and go places and come back. Just don't go to the store. Just sometimes go out to the mall and look. When I see Bertha coming, Bertha telling me all is well with you. And she told me to tell you, that you've been worried about something going on, but she said it's going to be all right. So stop worrying. And when you call me, I'm going to tell you what she told me to tell you to fix up for your knees, for your ankles, the swelling. She told me to tell you what to do about that. Ashe. This is your mother, okay? And she appreciates you for doing what she told you to do to take care of the family. So I know they didn't screw it off, but as your brother come and the more people come, she's really running things, and like she don't want somebody to come through in your family that can talk to you. And she says, don't let nothing in your house upset you. Don't let nothing with your son and grandson upset you. And don't even argue with them. When you read this prayer, things are going to turn around. I say, that's for you. As I cross over tonight, I share you to the ancestors. I want every one of you tonight to read Psalm 119, east, west, north, and south. I want you to get ready. Now, I'm going to you 96, what it says. I'm going to, as I'm looking, I share 9607. 9607, I see a business, your and your father standing beside that business and saying, he challenged you to go on and do it, and don't let nothing upset you, because all that evil that was done is going to fall back on them that did it. I say. He told me that he don't want you to worry, and don't let nothing block you from your financial richness. Okay. Now, I'm looking at him. He's walking back and forth. Very well dressed. He said, Bishop, I'm all right. Let her know that I'm watching what's going on. So after a while, things will begin to fall. Those people that took all the inheritance to him, that supposed to go to everybody. And he wants you to be able to call them people and make an requirement by yourself and see what the deal is, okay? Now, this way he told me to tell you all is well. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, on your side, he said, it's some people that are sick that's in your family tree. That's got to be your sister or somebody else. They sick. And he said, they, when he comes to them, they break and run. Okay. The only somebody he can come to that don't break and run, that's you. Okay. Thank you, Chancellor. He's saying to you, he wants you to read personally Isaiah chapter 1, Genesis 23. I don't know what that means. But he said all that's been taken is going to be restored to you. And that means he's saying that don't give up on what you ask God for, because the ancestors are going to give it you, okay? So you have to get ready, and as you get ready for it, it's going to show you some other things. I'm just trying to see what he's saying. He's very comfortable, and he's laughing, and he's laughing because he said something you found out, that all of them that was against him, they all done failed. Okay, and they can't come back to, like, he can come back to you. And when he comes, he gonna come nobody to you, because you was faithful and true to him and for real. The rest of them he ain't coming to. Okay, now that's what he's saying. I say. He said what's for you gonna be for you, and the other people, that's other family members, you know, they stole, robbed, but vengeance coming to them from the angels and from them that they have crossed out. But he wants you to stay focused and don't let nothing bother you. I say, all is well. Thank you, Tanner Ruth. I'm going to 8138. I look, your mother came and stood beside you and said, you're going to be all right. But she had told me to tell you to get a red cloth, a purple cloth, throw them together, put some olive oil in it, and lay it on your chest. Sleep with it for 7 days. After 7 days, she's going to tell you what to do with it. She wants you to read Psalms 27, and she said that you are the baby of the family, you are the seal of the family, and stop letting things upset you that's around you. Thank you, Janice, spirit. I say. At breath of calm, sitting in the chair, smiling at you, saying that ain't nothing, the bishop tell her, ain't nothing wrong with her. Everything in divine order. Within 7 days, that spirit gonna leave. That spirit of sickness, or that spirit of worry gonna leave. Put those two cloths together. Sew them together. And when you sew them together, I'm gonna tell you, she told me to tell you what to put in the two cloths. And once you put it in there, and once you put it on your body, immediately, that spirit gonna leave. That's a spirit is picked up from somebody. Okay. Well, where it come from, we'll talk about that privately. Because I see where it's coming from. So that's gonna be all right. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to you 23:23. I wanna tell you Psalms 91 and Psalm 53 told me to tell you the swelling in your legs don't go down and the healing going to take place with you. You've been so worried, but she come to me to tell your mother in the spirit realm said she thank you while you took care of her and she wants you to know all is well and don't let nothing upset you. And she said, she thank you for doing what you did so you don't have to worry about that. That's going to be a blessing for you. Okay. Now, I want to say to you, all is well. I'm looking in the spirit world. I see all three credit cards going to be paid off this year. And I see some new property. And she's showing me this property down in North Carolina, South Carolina, somewhere. When you go, you're going to find the land. And she said, take the land and get it. And everything else moving in divine order. I'm looking at her. And she's smiling. And she said that Smitty, what you got to your husband is the one is what you got. And said that all is well with him. And there's no sickness that he thinks that ain't around him. And I want him to come and see me where I can tell him what your mother thanking him while he was there for her. Throughout the whole transition, I say. Okay. So that's going to work out for you all as well. I want to go to this young lady at 72. As I pray for you, I see you and your husband about to separate because of jealousy on the job. And jealousy with you and him stop. And I I'm seeing the mother on your side, then I'm seeing the grandmother on his side, and saying that everything's gonna work out, and begin to look for some new property. That y'all been at that place too long, you got to have another place. And there's some evil going on, but once you move, it'll go away. And I'm praying for them headaches that you have, a young lady. That is, you call me, I'm gonna tell you what to put around your head to move them headaches or witchcraft. I say. Now, when I go to spirit world, some of you might have something that you want to ask while I'm, you might want to ask something. And I can still, you want to ask me, I can still help you with it. If you want to ask a question you may want to ask, I don't know. But I'm here today, I'm crossing over with the ancestors. And I feel their spirit very strong tonight. So it's something going on. And I'm looking at so many people that's in the spirit realm that trying to get information where they can be able to know what's happening with them, okay? So that's some of the stuff that's going on. So in the spirit realm, if you got a question you want to ask, you just press 1, your hand will come up. Okay, I see a hand right now. Okay, I want to tell you to get your hand up. Okay, oh, from St. Louis, I want to tell you, stop being upset and your son coming out of jail. There's some things that he did, and the reason he did them, that's why he got that, what happening with him. But you ain't got to worry, with things gonna work out, I say. Because he got a work to do. And come out of jail, the jail just making him realize that he got to come out of that lifestyle and do something different, I say. But when you go to the spirit realm gonna tell you what's going on. Denise, I see you, and I want to tell you, Denise, every door closed will open up. And as it open up, it's a breakthrough coming for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I'm seeing that your mother and your great-grandmother walking together in peace. So it's that side with you. Thank you, kind for it. Now, if you got something you want to ask tonight, as I cover, I'm feeling right now in the spirit of the ancestors, shall I say, that is so much of death going on. The people in the spirit world is not selling. They still moving around because ain't nobody telling their story. All the people that killed over in Iran, all the people killed over in Israel, all the people killing in Chicago, those spirits are still floating around. And some of you will be able to feel those spirits, okay? And when you feel those spirits, and I want to tell you, and this is 9607, I guess this is your uncle, somebody around you in the spirit world, tell your mother, don't worry, it's going to be all right. And don't let nothing shake her up. Don't let nothing upset her because she did a good job by herself. I don't know what that means. I say. Now, when I go back to 9607, your father in the spirit realm pointed at your sister and your brother. They got to clean up their act because this year is the year for them to clean up their body, mind, soul, and spirit, okay? Because he's been watching them and seeing what they into, okay? And he don't want you to get involved with them because they would dump all that negativity on you, I shall say. And he's saying, don't let that worry you. And thank you, Chancellor. It's a scripture he's given me for you to read. And the scripture that he's telling me, I shall say, he said, well, now I want you to know, Bishop, I'm well dressed. I'm sitting in the chair. I'm happy. But I want my daughter to be happy, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want that new business to come forth. That new business will come this year or next year or in the middle of the year. Thank you, Chancellor. And he said, I want you to keep dealing with the herbs because you don't want nobody to get sick that's in your vibration. And if they overdo it, they get sick. So when you give them the herb, it overthrows what they're doing because there's a little negativity around them, but it'll be all right. So it's spirit be sent. He says spirit be sent, but it be blocked. Thank you, Chancellor. Okay. Thank you, Chancellor. I just see that. Now I want to tell you, Brother Raymond, I see you. Brother Raymond, I just see your brother in the spirit realm. I don't know. I see a jersey, and that jersey got 17 on it. And he's saying that he wants you to be able to do more to make things work out, and you're going to be able to sell this three-flat building. I say. And I want to go to you, Sister Brightstar. There's not time for you to buy the land that you want to buy. Hold off to about next year. You'll be able and financially to buy what you need to buy, and it'll work for you. I say. This is what your mother and your father in the spirit world. Now, your father in the spirit world, he got two lines he's holding, but your mother in the spirit world, that she's looking at some land or something, and she wanted to just don't worry about what you lost. Get ready for the gain. That means that you, what you lost, you're going to gain back doubly. Thank you, Chancellor. And she won't, when I look at your mother, she's telling me to tell you that when you read Jeremiah chapter 5, and that you read Jeremiah chapter 5, read Romans 21. I don't know what none of it said, but it will be a blessing for you. Will open up that door for you. It says back-to-back storms, ancestors, so back-to-back storms, floods, right after we come out the tornadoes, we're going to go into the hurricane season. And the ancestors come to me, and as I talk to them, I see Megalaza. Yes, Megalaza. Thank you, Chancellor. Megalaza is an old prophet from the old days. And I want to know what you're saying, Sister Melaza. Sister Melaza, there's going to be storms and floods. And she said, Bishop, there will be hurricanes. And that way people, they're going to find out there's lots of people that taking this boat out, they're going to be infected. These are women that's trying to beautify their life. It's nothing but the work of the enemy. This was Sister Melaza, and Sister Melaza is a prophet from way back. She traveled in all the places in New Orleans. She traveled in the spirit. And sometimes you might see her, and when you have a sight, you see her at the rising of the sun and setting down. The rising, you see her from the east, and you see her setting in the west. You just see a glimpse of her when you look. And you want to see her, you look early in the morning, look to the east, and you see her. Then if you want to see her again, you look to the west, you see her. She told me to tell you, mother of corns that put them corns together, it's going to be a breakthrough for you. Thank you, Chancellor. I want to say it to you. Thank you, Chancellor. Sister Lorraine, she told me to tell you, you're healed, but there's something going on. And when we talk about it, I'll tell you what you need to do. Take care, Ashe. Thank you, Chancellor. Now, as I cross over tonight, I'm just telling you what I see and what's going on. Now, you got any information, you said, Bishop, I want to know more, press 1, and I will ask if you got to ask them from the spirit world or something as we cross over with our ancestors, Ashe. And we cross over with our ancestors to get the truth. Now, the ancestors going to work for us, okay? Right now, we've been having storms up in Dallas, storms in Shreveport, Texarkana, Little Rock, up in some parts of Chicago. These are different forces that's going on, see, until things clear up. And once it's clear, Omar, I say. I want to say to this, I'm looking at you, I'm looking at 9890, and when I look at you, 9890, I see angels around you, and I see revelation knowledge coming to you. And it's over. Some of you might need to call me at 708-582-0372. Now, the reason I told you that, maybe the message that the ancestors got for you, not for nobody, but for you. And it's supposed to go over the air. At 65 in Memphis, at 57 in Jackson, Monroe 66, Mobile 77, Atlanta 62. See, things how the weather move around. So the ancestor, Michael, Raphael, and the angels, they moving around things. You're going to see more tornadoes. And I want you to get ready, them that want to go to Florida. If you've been there, that's good, because we're going to have a hell of a hurricane season. Okay, so I'm just letting you know. That means a lot is going to take place on the coast, okay? That's what you're going to find out. See, right now, when I look, lots going on in Philadelphia, Chicago, Boston, Atlanta. You know, the weather up and down. It'll be 65 here, at least 76 in Miami, 77 in Nashville. That's how the weather moves. 72 in Chicago, with storms, Minnesota, 51. You go back in Dallas, 77, Houston, 75. Things are happening because the ancestors. See, this is what I want to say tonight. A lot of people lost their life. And you said, well, they ain't dead in the spirit realm. And they're able to influence things in the spirit realm. I say, your ancestors, you have not, because you ask not. What have you asked your ancestors to do for you? You ask them to heal you. You ask them to bless you. Because you're not taught to deal with ancestors. As I teach you how to deal with ancestors, you're going to see breakthrough in your life, financial breakthrough, economic breakthrough, and bring your family more closer together, I say. So, you know, I was picking up these young men, and they sorry. They said they don't know why. They were so angry with each other, okay? And a man pulled out the gun today and shot a lady in McDonald's because it's evil spirits, baby. There's a lot of evil spirits. Psalm 37, fret not thyself with evildoers. They'll soon be cut down. Psalm 37, Psalm 35, put them numbers down and read them numbers and cleanse your house. you know, this smudge, clean, whatever it is, and you do it in prayer. Now, I'm praying that it's a spirit that was sent. I rebuke that spirit that was picked up, and that spirit will go away because a lot of jealousy was sent because they didn't want things to go to the next level. The spirit said, get ready for financial overflow. Get ready for money, unexpected money. So I want you to plant a seed. You say, this is for my unexpected money. And once you see, watch that unexpected money come, just like snap your finger. I say. Father God, we come tonight. We come east, west, north, and south. We come to bind every devil, every evil. Move that stomach ache. Move that headache. Move that mind, that rambling. I say. We ask for the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come in and touch everyone on the air, those that would download, those that would listen, those would know that the word of God is real. They would know the angel Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and all the angels coming for you. They coming to help you. They coming to uplift you. They coming to give you what you want. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God. You have not because you ask not. You have to, God, give me my money. Give me my bounty. And you go, well, Bishop, how do I do that? You have not. I want a business to be successful. I want a job to be successful. I want people to come. And I want people to come that need help and got money to pay for what they want. Hello? So you have not because you have not. God is getting ready to open up some doors. God is getting ready to show you some things, and you wonder how God just do what he do. So you get ready and let God bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And once you let God bless you, every door closed, what is it going to do? It's going to open up for you. That's what it's going to do. So I'm looking for God to bless you east, west, north, and south. So you get ready and claim the blessing God got for you. And that blessing God got for you, the devil can't have it because the devil can't get what God got for you because your name on it and it's just for you. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. God got it for you and you got to accept it. And I'm telling you, you have to accept it. God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you claim what God got for you, and you don't let nobody take what God already gave you, and he said he's going to give you whatever you need, okay? But you got to know what you need. And I'm saying to ancestors, I share the ancestors. The ancestors are coming to give sanction, come to give you what you want and give you what you need. Okay? That's what the ancestors do. I share. It's been some curses, but I move them curses. I move that magic, that witchcraft that's trying to bound you tonight. Whoever owns, God is healing now. I'm praying for you, Sister Scott. I'm praying for you. Sister Mary Scott, all is well. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to tell you, Sister Tanya Scott, I see your father saying, what's owed to you, you're going to get east, west, north, and south. And he told me to tell you all is well. And he wants you to continue doing what you're doing, and the door will swing open, and all that was stolen from you gonna be restored. And he said, just continue, do what he said when he come to you in the spirit. And when he come to you in the spirit, he said, do, Bishop, tell her to do what I tell her to do. And don't stop doing it because what I told her to do is gonna be successful and it's gonna work. I share. Now that's what's happening. Getting ready for that. for all is well, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You get ready. Okay. Okay, Wanda, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Gene, I see you, all is well. Gene, my promise to you is to tell you that after you back in the country, things will open up to you, and what you need, God going to give it to you. And I see your great-grandmother standing beside you, and she's dressed in red and smiling. Thank you, kind spirit. So all is well, and I see, somebody else in the spirit realm that's around you. And she said, Bishop, you know who I am. I smile, okay. I see that. I said, so you got to get ready to claim what God got for you. So when it comes to you, doors will open up. Now, I want to tell you, Sister Chelsea Parker, your grandmother that coming said, keep doing what you're doing, but don't get caught up, because those that did wrong to the property, they're going to fall. So don't get involved with them, because what's on them, they already been cursed. So don't let them bring you into it, because they stole from the family. Okay, I say. So the ancestors is after them, quick, fast, and in a hurry. So once you see it, just write it down. Thank you. I want to tell you that your mother come in the spirit realm. Emma coming. Emma, what you want to say to her? I want her to know I'm sorry for what happened, but that was somebody. And set something up. And Bishop, I'm glad that you can tell her that what happened wasn't normal. Okay. But they gonna get caught up, them that put that on me. They gonna get caught up. And I want you to continue reading for the whole this month and next month, Psalms 119. And read it to the east, and to the west, to the north, to the south. And when you read it, call my name. When you call my name, you're going to see something happen to all of them that caught up with what they're doing. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what they're saying to you. All is well. You got to get ready, because the breakthrough coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. You got to think, and as you think, God will open that door for you.
Think unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we softly use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse. in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh, Lord. And that word until means until the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh, Lord. And until means it's limited. But unto me is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh, Lord. And if I think about this church and how about Franklin brought this church from a mighty long way. Oh, Lord. Yeah, ever this shows that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh, Lord. And Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh, Lord. And I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad that I did not say, be faithful until. For then I heard him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh, Lord. And the road may be rough. The going may be tough. But I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes, for I hear him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back in the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war, one with another. And you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And the old man that was on his plantation that was black born in slavery, he heard the Union Army was coming. He got his stick and got him from a rock and started down to the battlefield. Oh, yes. And somebody said, John, where are you going with stones and sticks? I heard him saying, I'm going down to the battlefield and let the Union Army win this battle. But then, some way and somehow, yes, John was shot down on that battlefield. And one of his friends walked up to him and held him in his arms. And I heard him say, if my relatives ask you how I died, and if my friend should ask you how I died, well, tell him on the field. Oh, yes. You see, God does not want us to rust out, but God wants us to wear out. Oh, yes. Dr. Franklin, you know, was still
Open eyes.